All right, Rich and everyone, thank you very much. This is WA2AXZ for the K2IRT, New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club Net. We meet on this frequency just about every Thursday from 8 to 9 o'clock for a general chat about anything from ham radio to subways to whatever happens to be on the table. I heard they had an interesting topic the week before, and I'll say enough of that as we go along. Let's just open it up for check-ins and see who's out there today. You got WA2AXZ and the K2IRT group.
WB2YZX.
Good morning, Charlie. Well, for me, it's good morning. Do we have anyone else? It looks like we don't have anyone right now. Hey, Charlie, I'm out at Floyd Bennett Field right now by the historic aircraft hangar. And I'm watching the movie people set up a three-track elevated railroad out here with real tracks, real platform, real third rail, real ties. Took some more pictures tonight. They got the back of the platforms completed. I wonder what they're going to do. Back to you, Charlie.
That's very interesting. Can you maybe repeat that again? Were they filming a movie?
Back to USO on that, Charlie. They were filming a movie here while I was gone. Matter of fact, they did some kind of a prison scene. They had a prison type of a thing with fences and barbed wire set up down on runway 24. And they broke that down. And when I came back out here this past... Thursday, I noticed them starting to put the tracks in. It's a short section, maybe it's 100-some-odd feet, and they're finishing up now. They got the protection boards. They even put the protection rail in, the third of the third rail that holds all the rails together as a second negative. So they're trying to make it authentic looking. God knows what they're going to do. Seeing that it's outside, though, I wonder if they're going to blow something up.
Well, I'm sure you're going to volunteer to supply the power.
I don't know what's going on. When I get here, all the workers are gone, and they got this poor schlep of a guard. This one poor guy sitting in a white Chevy, and he knows nothing, or he's not talking. So I took some pictures, and I think I sent you some today and a couple of the other guys. But we'll have to see. We'll have to see what happens. Every day I'll take a ride down here to see how far they get with this thing.
Yeah, at least find out the name of the movie for when it finally comes out. Okay, very good. And what was I going to say? Ken was by my desk today, and Lenny and another guy came to my desk, a guy I'd known for a few years, and he was kind of interested in the club. He's not a ham, but Hamley's got the bug, so maybe I can kind of persuade him to come along one of these days. Back to you.
I am 2ROW.
RW, come on in.
About the remake of the Taken of Pelham 123 that should be showing now in theaters.
Well, I tell you, they worked alongside with the Transit Authority on this one. The original one, the TA didn't want any part of it, but apparently they made it realistic. We gave them trains, they gave them sets, they gave them rail tracks, so it's going to be realistic somewhat. But the quaintness of the old one with Walter Matthau and everybody else, I don't know. Nowadays, they'll probably have more fire, more explosions, more special effects.
You mean they're not using the old Court Street station to film the remake?
This time they used the Court Street, but they also used active tracks out in Queens. We had a thing called the General Order where we shut down train service in a certain corridor, and they were filming for quite a few weeks out in some areas of Queens, so we'll have to see. It's one of the few movies that I had no involvement with. They were looking for some additional people to help out, but where I work, I'm so buried, I just had to sit out this one.
I must have timed out.
Alright.
Did you know if they use Court Street again, or Skimola Street to do the remake?
Skimmerhorn Street's traditional. They have the extra platforms and stations there. I think they did just a little filming there for stationary, but for the action scenes, the moving scenes, they actually had the trains rolling on the tracks in Queens. Again, when it does come out, I'll take a look at it and see what it's like. But I know darn well, if you remember the first one, where you see the station supervisor running down the track, holding his fist in the air, yelling, "Come back with my train!" I don't think anyone's going to do that today.
I didn't think so. Was the tower realistic? I think I've gone maybe to one or two tower stations in the past for patients and stuff that were sick or injured. For some reason they ended up in a tower. But was that a realistic tower in the one in the old movie?
No, everything was so contrived because the Transit Authority didn't want to let them do a thing on the property when they were filming it. So they had a desk console there. Walter Matthau was always on the radio talking to the guy stealing the train. What do they call it, Mr. Green, Mr. Blue? They had each other one named colors there. But all rail control center, and they actually used the power of the transit rail control center to film. So what you see in the new movie is what's really there.
Great. Well, I can't wait to see it. I think it's out already. I'm not sure. I gotta look it up. But I enjoyed the old one, so I'm pretty sure I'm gonna like this one. So. All right, back over to you. I'll be standing by in 2 hours.
Check it.
All right, and now we have Andy. Go ahead, Andy, KFCWR. What you got to say?
Hey, Bob. Good evening. Good evening, everybody, one and all. Just turning on the machine here. Yeah, Bob, those pitches, what a great job they did building that track out there, man. That's really authentic stuff. Right down to the fiberglass boards and the clips, everything. I'm pretty impressed. That kind of shows the budget they got to do this stuff, which something I guess we'll never know about on our end. But way to go. I'm going to let it go around the horn here so I know who's out there. With that, I'll put it back to you. It's KF2WR with the K2IRT group over the WA2 exit.
KB2VEQ, check in.
All right, we have Val in there now, KB2VEQ, and before we pick up Val to answer your question, Andy, I'm out here right now. I'm on the beach at Floyd Bennett Field, and they've done more. They've put the backdrops, the back walls in on the phony platforms, and it's amazing to see they're actually using steel work. They're actually using I-beams to build the back end and the upper portions of the platforms here. Yeah, we'll see what happens. Okay, let's pick up KB2VEQ. How you doing, Val?
I'm doing fine. I had to do a little running around to get an antenna. It was outside, and I had about a 9-foot pole, and I was trying to put a car adapter, mag mount on top of it, and every time I make a move with it, it would fall. So I just stuck it on the side of it, and it seemed to be holding up. How am I sounding?
KB2VEQ and the K2IRT group, no problem at all, Val. Hey, Val, after field day, because all the gang's going to be tied up putting all the work into field day there, just give me a shout and I'll come over and let's get all this thing set up permanently, okay?
Bob. I appreciate that. Yeah, I know we'll have a lot of work on our hands going up to field day. Don't know if I'll be around, but I'll definitely try to make it back in town for field day.
All right, Val, and just take a pause for a second. And this is the K2IRT, New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club. Again, meeting here Thursday nights from 8 to 9 o'clock for a general chat about anything from ham radio to whatever goes on the table there. And again, for those listening, you don't have to be a member. Just check in and be part of the fun tonight. So we'll just pause for additional check-ins before we make some announcements and go down the list. This is K2IRT.
Bravo, Quebec Delta.
Yeah, Bravo, Quebec Delta. Come on in to make one.
This is November 6th. Bravo, Quebec Delta, November 6th, Bravo, Quebec, Delta. Name is Larry. Larry. Hello, Bob. Whiskey Alpha 2, Alpha Foxtrot Zulu. Coming in by the Echo Link. Over.
Oh, very good, Larry. Yeah, the call here is Whiskey Alpha 2, Alpha X-ray Zulu. Alpha X-ray Zulu. Here in Brooklyn, New York. Seeing that you got a six, you're out in California, eh?
I think you know me from the from Tom's group, and we met last year in Dayton, over.
Ah, oh, jeez, Larry, how you doing? As they said, I'm having trouble remembering my name lately there. Yep, matter of fact, Tom and the gang was out of Dayton this year. Had a good get-together there too, remember?
Yeah, I meant to join you guys, but circumstances did not permit. My arrangements never quite came together, but I'd like to try to join you guys again next year, over.
Yes, QSO, we do it every year. Matter of fact, all the gang, at least the principals, already made the reservations at the KOA campground. And I was just going to talk to the gang about Dayton for a second, and while you're on the line, Larry, you can listen in. But we had a really, really big surprise at Dayton this year. We had our get-together, our big KOA picnic, and we were honored by two special guests, the chairman and vice chairman of the entire Dayton Hamvention. And the two gentlemen came down, they had broke bread with us, and we had had a great chat with them privately, and then they gave a speech to the gang, and everybody had a good time. It was a big surprise. Usually they said they have to go to the banquets and these big dinners and the white ties and tails and such, and it was a big break for them to come and talk to our group with Tom, KC8QGJ, and the gang there. Let me just drop the repeater for a second. All right, just don't want to tie it up too much. But this year at Dayton, according to their figures, they actually had up in attendance. The attendance was up, and also they had additional vendors. And they have a new ticketing scheme that they used, and from all accounts, the guys at Dayton are very happy. Right now, the radio club that holds the Dayton Convention is in negotiations with the Harrah Arena for at least another 3 to 5 years of Dayton Hamventions at the arena itself. So they think they'll get that thing ironed out before the end of the year, and we'll have many, many more good times at Dayton, Ohio. Hey, let me just drop the repeater here. All right, so I got the K2IRT group.
just to continue with Dayton for a while, but we had one of our members, Bruce, there, and he had a chance to see all the goings-on, did a lot of walking around, and picked up some odds and ends along the way. I go to Dayton with this one hope. I'm looking for the Holy Grail of finding a 1920s or early 1930s spring-suspended microphone. Didn't find one this year, but I found an old static T50 microphone that predated the T104. So I picked that thing up, and I stopped by to see Bob Heil, and we talked to him occasionally. And Bob Heil does come on the 72 Chew from time to time, and picked up the D104 Heil conversion kit, and I'm going to make that mic another Heil special there. Now, let me go down the list, and we'll continue the long-winded speeches as we go along. Let's see if Rich is still out on the highway driving into ROW. Rich, are you making it home?
So far, so good. On the Verrazano Bridge, heading over into Staten Island, so I have nothing to add, so I'll just enjoy your conversation, and back over to you.
All right, Rich. Well, be safe on the bridge, and looks like you made it in record time. Thank God that the traffic broke for you there. All right, we'll go up to Charlie, WB2YZX. It's all yours, Charlie.
Hey, WA2AXZ, WB2YZX, and I'm staring at the Verrazano Bridge right now. I'm at South Beach, by the way, Rich, so yell when you drive by here. So, good evening to everyone, and Larry, I see I have you in my electronic log here, so we worked some time before, probably on this bed, I guess. And Val and Andy, good evening, and if anyone's interested, 10 meters is open, so that's something to do later on. I've made a lot of contacts on 10 meters the last month or so. I have a few decent openings there. So, nothing else on this end. You were mentioning the taking of Pelham 1, 2, 3. That was a good movie, but they'd have to come up with a different ending this time, because the last time the ending was kind of cute and really kind of a surprise. So knowing the ending, you'll have to come up with something else, I guess. Back to you, Lobby. WA2AXZWB2YZX.
Yeah, God knows what the ending is, but I know a simple sneeze isn't going to a simple sneeze isn't going to give them away. So we'll definitely have to see what happens. We'll definitely have to see what happens. Yep, as I said, it's just great to see all the guys from the K2IRT and all our other nets getting together. And again, the next round we'll talk about Field Day. I wanted to give it over to Andy for a second. KF2WR, it's all yours, Andy. Pick it up.
KF2WR here in Woodbridge, New Jersey. Hey, Larry, I really got to learn how this EchoLink works. It's pretty good. You're making the trip through other means to get here. So sometimes I go away, and I'd like to check into the net from, you know, a different state. And I usually always have a ham rig with me. I guess I got to get in read about it some more. But very interesting. Very cool you got into here. I'm going to have to look into this further. Nothing more to add, so I'm going to put it back over to you, folks. WA2AXZ in the group, KF2WR, looking on 10 meters for some openings.
Oh, that's good, Andy. Give it a go. Give it a go there. Let me give it over to Val, and after Val, I'm going to ask Larry how he does his Echo Link. And maybe we can all learn something there. So Val first, KB2VEQ. So how's everything there? Has your daughter graduated yet?
No, the oldest graduated about a couple of years ago, but the youngest one is, this is her first year. So she's home for the summer and put in an application for a job. Today I took her down to the assemblyman's office, and she felt that she would take that over another couple of jobs. So keep our fingers crossed that she gets that. Other than that, everybody's doing well. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. And as far as the microphones are concerned, those microphones that they had in the old towers,
Are they convertible?
Yeah. Matter of fact, Val, it looks like a Bakelite telephone. It looks like one of the old stand-up telephones. Instead of a hook on the side, they had a push-to-talk. I do have one of those, and that's a nice collector's item, too. You can convert anything. The Heil microphone element is barely the size of your the fingernail on your thumb. And when you get your microphone, be it a monster crystal mic or a T-104, you build up some padding in the back that Heil supplies you with, and you simply wire it in, and the beastie works.
Yeah, because I just happen to have one of those. And I'll get the kit up. I'll see a little more about it, and I'll get the kit and try to convert it. It's cool. Remind me of the old towers. But I'll look forward to converting that. That'll be excellent. I'll go with UWA2AXV in the K2RT box.
All right, Val, KB2VEQ. This is the K2IRT group there. Well, this dispatcher's telephone microphone that I have is going to have a second conversion life, because when I picked up mine in the very early 70s, I actually went out when we were able to do it and bought a T-104 static element, that big lollipop, that round thing that all the T-104s had. And that fit in the head perfectly. So now I'm going to have to transplant that. And it sounds funny, but I'm starting to accumulate a parts bag. And I've got at least four of those D104 elements. So I won't be wanting for the original D104 elements. But sadly, the new radios don't sound too good being transistorized rigs with the D104 static element there. Apparently, it's just missing something. It's either missing the drive, or it's just missing the frequency response. They don't sound too hot. So, I think we'll just be beholden to Bob Heil for a little bit and just make sure it works. With that, let's turn it back up to Larry, November 6th, BQD, and just give the guys a rundown of how you did the Echo Link on the radio. Come on in.
Roger. The Echo Link is a lot of fun when you're traveling to check back in with the guys to see how they're doing. And you could sort of do a little DX kind of deal with it too, but that's not that much satisfying. Not very satisfying to connect over the computer. It's more fun to check back in when you're traveling. You know, you more or less know who's going to be on the other end. But one way to do it, when you're traveling, if you find an Echo Link repeater, you need to touch zone 58497. 58497. It's just like making a cell phone call. It brings you right into the N2ROW system. Now, I have a micro laptop, a mini micro laptop, and this particular laptop has a built-in microphone and speakers. And if you load the Echo Link program, and then just put in, November Bravo 2 Alpha -Romeo, and it'll also bring you into the system. And if you use the laptops with the built-in microphone and speakers, they work pretty good. If you want to be able to hear and speak a little easier, Radio Shack makes a nice headset, which I've heard. Repeater. Sorry. Central.
Larry, I don't know if you're hearing me or not, but the repeater timed out on you. But what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to do a little research into this.
Because when I finally retire, I'll have a chance to sit down and put all this stuff together and make it work, be it in the car or in the camper. Go ahead.
Roger, Roger. I lost the connection too, and also the audio back to me. I'm getting about 90% of the audio back to me. There is some dropout. Compared to other echoing nodes that I've connected to, yours is a little rough. A little rough. So I would definitely check the software. Maybe it might be an old version of the software. The software might need to be reloaded. Check the speed of the connection. The speed of the connection might be a little low. But this is one of the less satisfied connections that I've ever connected to. But like I said, you can take a little laptop into a diner. You can connect directly to a repeater that has the Echolink on it. There's people out there that sponsor a simplex link. If you're in a town and you find out about a simplex link, just a single frequency, no split, you can get in that way. You go to echolink.org, put in your town or your grid, your grid is even better. You know your grid number, your maidenhead number, that's even better. You go to echolink.org, put in the grid number, it tells you all the links and repeaters in your nearby area that you can connect up to. It's very interesting. I've made check back in with my friends from pretty far off places, and you play that little game. You know, I'm here and I'm glad you're not. Back to you, Bob.
All right, Larry. Just gave the repeater a few seconds to time itself down there. All right, that is interesting. I'd like to see how that's done. It's another thing for me to do and get on the computer again. Just wondering, I've got the latest repeater directory. I should look at it more closely to find out if ARRL makes a note about the Echolink connections on the repeater. Probably does. Those books are rather complete there. But it's great to have another mode, especially with me, with all the running around I do. As I said, 40 meters is good, but that usually keels over in the afternoon, and we really don't pick up 160 meters until the lights go out. So, we'll clear with Larry at this time, and once again, this is the K2 IRT, New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club. If anyone wants to check in, you don't have to be a member. Come on in.
Did I mention about the movie when that opens over?
It is N6BQD.
Gee, as you were speaking, Larry, all the repeaters kicked in at once with the IDs there. No, you didn't say anything about the movie, guys. Country that people are never going to hear again. All right. Hey, Larry, thanks a lot. I appreciate that. June 12th, wrote it down over here. All right, well, we're going to keep this thing going, and we'll turn it back up to Charlie, WB2YZX. But before I do, just got an email. I'm on the Nextel here, and I got an email from a Lily Johnson, the station supervisor, who asked me if the club was still active, so I gave her some information, and I invited her to our meeting on Thursday. So, well, we're still around, and people are starting to come out of the woodwork, so maybe we'll have an additional person to help us out at Field Day. Charlie, it's all yours. Just curious, Charlie, anything we should be talking about tonight about Field Day? Go ahead.
No, I don't think so. You know, it all falls into place, and, you know, we got that tower to deal with, but, I think we pretty much have it down to a science now.
All right, yeah, because I talked to Wally about the hinges, and I've got to get a hold of Paulie Wasik, and I'm going to run down there this weekend myself and take some measurements. And then I'll bring the whole base up the pole, and we're going to weld the hinges on it. I'm going to make an extender plate to compensate for the the curvature of the roof. Maybe add in a pack and a piece of steel underneath the hinges, and then see what we're going to do in a way of fastening this thing to the roof. Hey, we get it done, we'll get it done, and I'm sure we'll have a lot of fun this year. Now, Wally's talking about simplifying the antennas again, just a couple of long wires, that, and I saw an email right before I left. I didn't have a chance to really read it, but Dennis or someone is looking for the vertical to do something with a fourth rig. Go ahead.
Yeah, so he just wanted to make a tape recording of some of the activity. Well, I don't see the point in doing that. Hey, whatever makes him happy. So, I'm looking at QRZ.com. I see you have a new picture and bio on there, the Mobi Adobe 2. So nice, I got Fios now here. I don't have this stupid dial-up internet, so... much better with this. No two ways about it. And here's a bit more money, but that's okay. WAZ-AXZ-WB2-YZX.
Yeah, matter of fact, Charlie, you just reminded me. Now that I'm back, I'm going to have to go and change it. Put an update. Yeah, when I left back in April 18th, I started updating the bio as I was going across the country. And added new little tidbits along the way. Yeah, that's the picture from inside the camper with the radio set up. And I do have to tell you, I had a heck of a good time. Besides visiting all these places, when I got back to the camper at night, normally everybody just cuddles up to the TV and just grabs a beer. I just cuddled up to the radio and grabbed a Guinness, and I kept in contact pretty much with our friends of the 1721 group on 160. But for anyone on 40 meters, our 72-2 broke up into another group at nighttime, and they're located at 7188, starting at 8 o'clock for 2 hours, and they call themselves the Night Watch. So if anyone's on 40 meters at night, I even talked to Wally earlier in the week, and I told him about it, and he's going to try to do a check-in or two and get a chance to see what's going on and be part of the fun. Hey, we're trying to keep all this stuff alive. Everyone, you know, you can't keep on joining all these groups, but it's just very interesting to see how people do the radio operations across the country there. All right, Charlie. With that, let's go see if Andy is keeping dry. KF2WR, you have that rig and the antenna in the house today?
This is KF2WR here, Woodbridge, New Jersey. He's about doing good down here in the shack. Quick thing with the with Field Day coming up. The two big things that we have outstanding is one being the plate, the base mount for the tower,
And if you got that taken care of, I guess we'll mount that on the 14th. We'll cinch that in. And the other thing, which is pretty minor actually, is just some Kindorf odds and ends and angles. So we can put up in the corner there, we can put up a pole to support some of the wires. Other than that, I mean, I think we're really, really good. I have just two screws needed for the tri-bander. That's been completely rebuilt, done, measured, all done out, and cleaned up. We cleaned all the connections, and we repaired the one broken part on it. So I think we're probably in the best shape we've been. We've been in good shape before, but I think we are really looking good now. KF2WO.
All right, KS2WR and the K2IRT group. Yeah, well, one of the big benefits, you know, when we started back, when we did the Subway Centennial before 2004, we just had a handful of guys, and we just started scrounging around for every antenna that we could find. And as time went on, we learned lessons along the way. Sorry to say CPM can't learn their lessons, but that's another story. Guy, that's an inside joke in power here. But, you know, we've amassed a heck of a lot of equipment in the way of antennas. And antennas, connectors, masts, pretty much anything we would need for field day that we can just schlep it up on the roof, connect it, and get right on the air itself. I got to talk to Bruce. Andy and everybody who's on here, I'm so buried with what I'm doing at work here, Andy too for that matter, but if you guys can give me a reminder, I've got to go to Bruce's house because Bruce has a tremendous amount of equipment for us, and he wants to give it over to the club, so maybe one weekend, maybe even this weekend if I can give him a call, we'll find out if we can get together and just pick this stuff up and give it a home over at Hamels. And again, we'll find a use for it. No matter where, no matter what, no matter why, we'll definitely give it a good home. All right, Andy, let's see what... it's getting dark out here. It's getting very hard for me to read my my little list. I'm right out here at the historic aircraft hangar. There's no lights on at the hangar. So I've got a couple of yellow lights that are lighting up the field at the police helicopter range in front of me. So I'm reading by their lights. KB2VEQ, Val, she's all yours. Come on in.
Roger, this is KB2VEQ. Are you by the hangar, or are you over by the water, the seaplane ramp?
Right now, I'm about 50 feet away from the seaplane ramp, right at the water's edge here. I'm looking at the, I'm facing the historic aircraft hangar to my right, and to the back of that, you have all the area lit up for the police department aviation unit.
Roger that. Yeah, they made a few changes over there. I haven't been over there since the police had moved in over there. I know about the helicopters from the Coast East, but I don't know where the police are. But I'll try to get over there and find out because they're supposed to be making some changes over there. And I think about this time of the year they start gardening, but that's up front near the building where the Brooklyn guys have their ham meeting. And so I've been over there in a little while. It'll be interesting. I'll have to
get back over there and check it out. This is KB2BQ. I'm going to turn it back over to you, Morby, W2AXZ and the K2RT button. KB2BQ.
Alright, KB2VEQ. This is the K2IRT group. Well, one of the most interesting things I find, and I'm out here every week, because again, 40 meters at my house is almost an impossibility, so I set up out here on the beach, and I'm very happy doing my thing on weekends. I get a chance to see some changes over here, and the guys at the historic aircraft hangar are really working their tails off, rebuilding quite a few of the planes for display. And they do have the historic aircraft hangar open every weekend, so if anyone wants to come down and see some of the work they're doing. They've got everything, again, from the Berlin airlift planes to the old green seaplanes that the police department used to ride. Some jets, some prop planes, DC somethings or other. I don't know planes, but as they said, they do a great job over here. As for the police department, I'm told the police and the fire services have moved in together out here. The fire department's working on helicopters now. And the police department got a few new helicopters that was just on TV the other night with super surveillance and all sorts of sensors and the like. And I haven't seen them fly out of here yet, but that's got to be an impressive sight when they do. All right. Let's see. I'm looking in the dark over here. Now let's bring up Larry again. November 6th, BQD. Come on in, Larry, and make one. This is the K2 IRT group.
Roger, Roger. Still copying the mail. I'll listen for the night watch on another night. Interesting news. What happened Thursday? Tuesday, I got a camper, which I'm going to attempt to set it up for radio and camping and do something similar to what you're doing. And maybe by next Dayton, I'll have it ready to go and take it to the KOA. Be one of the crazy guys with the antenna outside of this camper. And I could see a lot of other uses. I wish I had a camper for International Marconi Day. Myself and another guy, we went out to South Wellfleet, Cape Cod, and we sat on the original site of Marconi's 1903 radio station on the exact anniversary of Marconi's birthday. And we had made a few contacts. We had a very nice time. This was by the invitation of the National Park Service. They do this every year. So looking forward to do it again next year. In the process of trying to find an RV to shelter us from the cold and the wind on Cape Cod, he wasn't able to help me, but I met another gentleman by the name of Roland, who does have an RV, and he was participating in the New England CUSO contest, CUSO party. And but he did invite me to Temple.
All right, Larry, I don't know if you hear me or not, but you timed out the repeater again. You got to keep an eye or the repeater keeps cutting you out. But definitely, I've got a Sedona pop-up, a Fleetwood Sedona, and it works perfectly with my Jeep there. If you ever want to give me send me an email at my call letters at WA2AXZ at ARRL. I'll send you a couple of pictures of what I did over the past 6 weeks out there when I was all over the country. It works for me, as I said. It's a big enough. It sleeps four. It's got the refrigerator, the stove, the table, and the sink and everything else. But, again, just for me running around the country, I have more than enough room to do what I do. Like I said, the kids are grown and all gone, so... I'm going to have to get myself a companion, probably a basset hound, and keep him in the camper with me. All right. Let's go up to the top of the list, but before we do, let's just make the announcement again that this is K2IRT, the New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club, meeting through the courtesy of ROW, CMA, and everyone else out there, every Thursday night, or just about every Thursday night from 8 to 9 o'clock. We do have a face-to-face meeting once a month to just get together, do a little hands-on work, and discuss what's going on. And we'll make the announcements as we go along there. Just want to sit back for a second. If anyone wants to check in, you don't have to be a member. Come on in.
Texas, N6BQD.
Well, I'm not hearing anything, so we'll go up to the top again and see what Charlie has to do here. I don't even know what time it is. It's dark out here. Oh, gee, it's 8:47. It's almost at the top of the hour. Yeah, Charlie, as I said, we will have our face-to-face meeting this coming Thursday at the Power Control Center. We'll keep that. Maybe we'll make a list of all the goodies we'll bring, in the way of food and everything else. I tell you one thing about Field Day, Charlie. When we leave it, we usually leave well-satisfied and with a few extra pounds. WB2YZX, this is the K2IRT group.
All right, very good. Actually, I think I lose a few pounds. We do a lot of eating, yes, but we do a lot of work also. And in fact, while someone was talking, I was kind of going through my journey. I see that there's a lot of stuff I didn't even on as Field Day. So it kind of makes it a little easier the next time around. So I'm kind of inventorying stuff on my end. I'll bring the two rigs here and my satellite antennas and all that good stuff, and I don't know, I'll see what else I can bring. Maybe we can just improvise something too. Maybe take a wire and just get it as far away as we can and see what it'll do. Who knows? But let's hope the weather's a little better this time. That lightning last time was really spooking me, I have to admit. So I'll just say 7-3 at this time, since it's 10 minutes to 9 anyway. And nice talk to everyone. And back to you, Robbie. I'll be on the side. WA2AXZ, WB2YZX.
All right, Charlie, WB2YZX and the K2IRT group there. Yeah, but you know, Charlie, I'm still toying with throwing a wire out. And you're right about that. Seeing if I can get on 160. Because we've hit just about every band from 80 meters all the way up to the gigahertz frequencies there, and we've never really explored 160. Now, what I may do, and like everything else, you know, I had fun with the hamstick over the years, and if we can't get a wire up, I've got that extra 160 hamstick I'll wire up for a pole somewhere, and we'll just stick that thing into the ground and let it do its thing. There was a great article in this month's QST for a homebrew 160-meter stick. It's 43 feet high. Apparently 43 feet is a magic number for several bands, and it takes a little construction. I don't think we're going to have time to get it for Field Day, but it's something to take a read through and discuss, and maybe stick our 2 cents worth in there and build the beastie. Got plenty of parts, plenty of PVC, so we'll have to see what happens there. Hey, Charlie, be well and be good, and we'll catch you tomorrow. I'll be back in the office right after a meeting at the museum at about noontime, if you need anything. We'll clear with WB2YZX, and we'll pick up Andy, KF2WR. Hey, Andy, ever think we'll make Dykeman tomorrow?
Yeah, we were close today, weren't we? I'll be in Lake George tomorrow. We're leaving early in the morning, so have fun without me. But if you do have any questions up there, I will have the next cell with me. Please feel free to give me a call. We're planning FM7s on the GNT and the new breaker there. We're setting that up before it goes in service. I think these guys are a little ahead of themselves. They think they're just going to turn this thing on and everything's going to be fine. I think they totally forgot about transformer house number one and the condition things are out there. But again, that's the CPM that we all know and love. So with that, I'll be bidding out my 73s. And I know you mentioned that the Basset Hound there. We had a visit yesterday from the pet adoption agency. Looks like we'll be adopting a new member here. A little a puppy. Some sort of collie and a whippet mix. So excited about that. We'll be picking that up Monday. So excited about that. So with that, I'll say 7-3s all around. Good to hear everybody. Val, Rich, Larry, Charlie, of course. And we'll catch up with you guys when I get back from the lake. KF2WR will be clear after everybody else's finals.
All right, Andy, KF2WR and the K2RIT group there. Congratulations on the little puppy there. As I said, I've had puppies and cats and rats and elephants and everything else as my daughters were growing up here. So this is the longest I've been without a puppy. So one interesting thing, and I got to tell you before you run, when I was driving through Texas, and this seems to be something only in Texas, through Amarillo, on the street corners, they have these big umbrellas, and they have these baby strollers and whatever they are, they're the pens, and they're selling puppies on street corners. Everything from Chihuahuas on up to Shepherds. It's just interesting the way they do the business over there. You just stop your car, pick a dog, pay for it, and ride away with it. So, you know me, I had to stop and, pet a few of them and look at them. And right now, as I'm still working, it's not fair for me to get a dog, but down the road I'll put something in the house. And we'll wake up in the morning and I'll look at the dog and the dog will look at me. And we'll have a big discussion on what we're going to do that day. Okay, Andy, you be good. And enjoy Lake George, especially the T-shirt factories on Canada Street. With that, we'll clear with Andy. Go up to Val, KD2, VEQ, Val, it's all yours.
Lovie, that time really went by fast. We only have, what, about five guys? Four or five guys? That's really interesting. Sometimes it seems to drag along, but it went pretty fast today with me again. Very interesting. I enjoyed hearing all of you guys up there, and I'll just say 73 at this point in time, and I wish you all a good luck. This is KD2VEQ. Back over to Logan, W2AAQ, and the K2RIT.
Val, it's great to talk to you, too, and definitely keep in touch. Every once in a while, send me an email, and if you want, you can send me an email at the work tomorrow, and I get a couple of these pictures out of what they're building with these railroad tracks out to the gang. And definitely, once field day is over, let's get together and get all these antennas up for you there. Have a good one, Val. And now we'll cap it off with Larry, November 6th, BQD. Come on in, Larry, and put a lid on it.
Roger, Roger. Real good discussion. Pretty interesting what you guys got going on. And I'll try to check in again. And 73 to everybody. Have a great weekend. And maybe just tell me where, tell me approximately where you're having your field day this year. Over.
Hi, Larry, WA2AZ here. We're going to be having it at Hamels Y. Hamels Y. This is where the A-train leaves the mainland in Queens and heads out to Rockaway. We have a historic power station there that was built in 1905, part of the old Long Island Railroad system. And we have a railroad tower overlooking the Y. And it's beautiful out there during the day and even so at night, because you've got the you got Jamaica Bay, you got the ocean in front of you there. You get nice cool breezes. Does get hot at times, but we have a good time out there. And we have plenty of room to experiment with antennas. And what we normally do is we, depending on where the gang is or what bands we're operating on, I may stick a couple of guys in at the substation, and we'll put a few guys in at the control tower, and we switch from time to time to keep things fresh and interesting. Good.
Okay, very good, very good. Tell me more about that in the future. I know that it's 8:58, so you probably want to close the net. But thanks for picking me up, and very interesting. N6B,
all right, Larry, you have a good one, and
And again, the gang just doesn't do HS. Charlie over there contributes greatly, but he does satellite work. He does UHF, VHF, and just about every HS thing you can think of over there. And so far, we've been in the top third of our class for the past 3 years, according to the QSC magazine. And once again, you know, everyone, my hat's off to everybody in the K2IRT that makes it happen there. All right, we're clear with Larry. And again, I want to thank everybody at the repeater for allowing me to use the repeater tonight for another great get-together for the K2IRT gang. Let me just drop it for a second. All right, again, if anyone wants any information about K2IRT and the activities and some information about the gang in general, you can email me at my call letters, Whiskey Alpha 2 Alpha X-Ray Zulu at ARRL.net. And you can check out QRZ, check out K2IRT on QRZ, and that also gives you the emails and the links and such for moving forward there. Hey guys, have a great night. Once again, we had a great Thursday night here. I just started the Jeep. It's foggy, it's raining, I can't see my hand in front of my face. It's a beautiful day for a hot cup of coffee.